Clemens ready.
All right. Thank you all for joining us. Today is...
pledge.
Our councilman's very eager here. I hereby call this meeting of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton on September 14th, 2022 to order. Madam Clerk, have we met all the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act and the Sunshine Laws? Thank you very much. Now we may salute the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Here.
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 Here. Okay. Our first order of business are comments from the public for items listed on the agenda or any other items that you wish, because there's not much public. Going once, going twice. Lieutenant is good. Chief is good.
Jeff, I mean, you can always speak as a resident.
It's true.
That's why I said I'm good.
In that case, I'll close the public comment session, and we'll move to the consent agenda, and then we have a proclamation. So, consent agenda, all items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the Township Mayor and Council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the Mayor, a Council member, or a citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. Does anybody have anything they'd like to pull from the agenda?
No.
The only thing that I would note is that item number four, the resolution for the service agreement with Great West Life and Annuity Insurance Company, was modified to make it a little bit more clear as to what it is. So that resolution now reads a little bit more logically, the same resolution. And anyone from the public wish to pull anything? Seeing nothing, may I have a motion?
So moved.
May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you much. Now, at this point in time, I'd like to read a proclamation into the record. Many of us were fortunate to be invited and attend the annual picnic at the Annandale Hose Company, and it happened to be that this year they celebrate 125 years of active service. So on that occasion, I would like to read this proclamation. Celebrating 125 years of the Annandale Hose Company No. 1 Volunteer Fire Department. Whereas, in 1897, the matter of the organization of a fire company in the Township of Clinton was taken in the minutes of the Town Council after, and whereas, on June 25, 1897, a petition was presented to the Township Council for the establishment of a fire district, and the Township approved Annandale Fire District No. 1, and whereas the first meeting of the Annandale Fire District No. 1 included 16 members appointed by the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton, and they elected Theodore Starner as their first fire chief and Stacy Emmons as their first president, and whereas they were formed for the purpose of extinguishing fires in said town and protecting and saving property as well as lives of the citizens of the township since their inception in 1897, and whereas the Annandale Hose Company's first meeting took place at the Hummer Brothers Carriage and Wagon Shop on West Street, and in their 125 years of service, they have built and occupied five firehouses, and whereas in 1947, the Ladies Auxiliary was formed as part of Annandale Hose Company Fire District No. 1, and in May of 1979, the first meeting of the junior firemen took place, and whereas the fire department is part of the identity of Clinton Township, and its building has served as a gathering place for residents for meetings, special events, birthday parties, and many other uses. And whereas today the 40 active members of the Annandale Hose Company No. 1 Volunteer Fire Department continue to protect property and safeguard lives in Clinton Township, serving them professionally with dedication to life, safety, and preservation of property. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Brian Lay, Mayor of the Township of Clinton, to hereby acknowledge, commemorate, and congratulate Annandale Hose Company No. 1 Volunteer Fire Department on their 125th anniversary of uninterrupted service to the Township of Clinton and surrounding areas, and join them in celebrating this milestone in our community. Chief?
Yeah.
you wouldn't mind.
West Street at Roosevelt, right?
Nice, quite a milestone.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chief.
All right, also, for the record, this evening I am pleased to appoint Ms. Cynthia Kiefer as alternate number 2 on the Board of Adjustment for a term that expires at the end of this year. I'm sure she'll be renewed in January. But that makes the Board of Adjustment whole, and Ms. Kiefer comes to us. She's recently relocated into Clinton Township, but she has served for many years as a Planning and Zoning Board Secretary, so she knows what she's doing. Now we'll move on to reports. We will begin with Councilman Glazer.
Yeah, for Planning Board, the regular meeting on August 15th, I was not able to attend, but they did discuss the North Iron Pump Station replacement. The capital review was completed, and the request for a site plan waiver was approved, but granted. Next meeting is next Monday, the 19th. The Sewer Authority had their regular meeting on Thursday, September 1st. All routine matters, nothing I need to report to council. They are gathering all the paperwork with the North Pump Station now to get the financing and break ground and all that in the coming months. Their next meeting will be Thursday, October 8th. And for the Finance Committee, nothing special except that the State Health Benefits Commission, they approved a very large increase in the insurance premiums next year. So we will deal with that at budget time accordingly. I am hopeful that the governor and the legislature pulls a rabbit out of the trick and does some good ARP money or something, but we will see. Otherwise, it's big.
The clerk sent me this afternoon something I had a chance to read briefly from the League of Municipalities, and it seems as though this is the increase in benefit costs for New Jersey is extraordinary when compared to other states.
Yeah, 20%.
So it's something else.
Yeah. So we will work through that in due course.
All right.
We'll send a report.
Very good. Councilman Tachanowski, you should have a very good report today about at least some fun.
Yeah. So first, the high school, the football team is 3-0. We won at the last minute by 1 point against Warren Hills, which was a big test.
25-24?
Yeah, I believe so. I was there, shaking hands and kissing babies. Say thank you to our cops. We had 5 guys there. And the crowd is going to get bigger because they won.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? So they play Phillipsburg on Friday, I mean. And that's another big test.
That's a big game.
Yeah, if they win that, then we can start feeling it again. As far as the Hunterton games, we came in third place. With really is first place.
Ah!
Because, first place was Union Township, second place was Clinton Town. There were 12 events. Union Township finished first in 9 events. And the other three events, they finished either second or third. So those are just some stats on how imbalanced the scoring was. We finished second in pie eating.
Mm-hmm.
And Union Township had a professional pie eater on their team. So that's why I say our second really is first, because you can't beat a professional.
Yeah.
We finished second in kickball.
Mm-hmm. There were some injuries.
A lot of injuries. So there were two sessions. Kickball was in the first session. My entire volleyball team was also on the kickball team because we're limited to 25 people, and people have to double up. So three of my volleyball players got injured, one to the point where he couldn't play volleyball, the other two where they could play volleyball, but poorly.
Oh.
So we finished volleyball in third place, though. Kickball, second place. The joust, we finished second place thanks to Mike Akers and his son.
Mm-hmm.
They were last-minute additions to the team, and Mike Akers, the dad, got a little scratch.
Yeah.
Little blood was drawn, but no one said anything. It was blood all over the place, and there's, you know, all the blood-borne pathogens were not an issue at the 100 games. And our team was very happy to participate. It was a brutally hot day.
There was one event that we finished first at.
I'll get to that.
Oh, all right.
Rick DeDoris, my dentist, and Chris Knoll, a funeral director. And Chris Knoll went and threw up right after he finished with his family. It was ridiculous. So I started watching. I'm like, there's no way they're winning this. So I walked away.
I couldn't watch it. The professional guy was just piling it into his mouth with his hand and then guzzling water.
Yeah.
It was just pie and water all over.
Yeah. Events we thought we were going to be good at, which we did horrible, were cornhole. Spelling Bee, we came in fourth, but you don't get any points for that. Name That Tune, we did horrible. Wiffle Ball Home Run Derby, we did okay, but we didn't score points. And the running, we had the fastest kid mm-hmm. in the county on our team, but it's a four-man leg. We had another neighbor of mine who just became a citizen from Zimbabwe. Those two guys ran like lightning. And then two other women, and we had a pretty diverse team, which I told Brian in the beginning I wanted to have.
Diverse balance.
Yeah, age, gender, athleticism. So we came in third in running, but we started off, it was great. Everyone had a good time. And so then David, the organizer who won first place, was very happy about his trophy, so he went to the Pattenberg house that night with the trophy. I took our team to the Clinton house, to Cryan's. Only Andrew showed up. I then went to the Pattenberg house and stole his trophy. And right from under his eyes, I took it, I put it in my car, I went back in, had a couple drinks with him. He didn't even realize it was missing. And the thing is this big on the bar. And then the next day, my wife, myself, and another teammate took the trophy to all the municipalities that participated to their respective parks. Took a picture and sent it to David. Hey, I got your trophy. Come get it. Heritage Park, Alexandria Park, Highbridge, Union Forge, the Red Mill, Bunk Park. So it was pretty funny. Corey Booker got a kick out of it, actually.
Okay.
I haven't got a personal text saying that was genius what he did for PR. And when Corey Booker sent me that message, I'm like, who is this? Exactly. So it was fun. That was... And I would love to, they're going to do it next year. This was a beta test, but I think Fun Park could handle this event if everyone's up for it. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I would, we learned some things. There needs to be food trucks. Mm-hmm. It needs to be a bigger event.
It needs to be promulgated earlier.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get into that part of it, but the event itself, I mean, there's going to be a lot more people next year as spectators. So I think it could be a great thing. Have the second event, and obviously the events can change, the games can change. So I would recommend pickleball, which I am now a pickleball player.
Yeah,
our pickleball courts are awesome.
Yeah.
Free throws, whatever else we could offer. So that was a wonderful.
You should keep the game.
Yeah. Oh. I thought you were. We came first in Jenga, thanks to Mayor Millay and the pie eater.
That's right. That's right. The dentist.
Brian and Rick. They just ate through the competition. No problem. They could have pulled eight more blocks out, I think, and still won.
I'm sorry, I forgot. It was pretty close. I don't know. It was fun. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was a nice day.
Yeah. Did he do any other of that? That's it.
No, I was going to do the Name That Tune, which I wouldn't have helped with.
Yeah.
And I bowed out. I don't know who for. It was probably for the best.
Yeah. That was good. Yeah.
Good.
So, that's it.
All right, Council President Strauss.
Thank you. On behalf of the mayor, I attended the Clinton Township School District staff orientation on Tuesday, September 6th. Obviously, school's in session. We're proud to announce that we have a new agreement with the Board of Education with a school resource officer for the grade, for the grammar schools. And their next board meeting is Monday, the 19th at 7:30 p.m. at CTMS. As for historical preservation, they are now fully complement with two new members who just came on. They have signs that have already been approved and are on order. And there was some discussion about the upcoming Clinton Township newsletter article, which I think may be the fire company, I believe. As far as public safety, I have been speaking with Chief DeRosa on a few things, just staffing and hiring. Some other operational issues and some maintenance on the outside of the building, where I'll speak to you about another time. Obviously, I do speak with Fire Chief Emery, and I did not have any report from EMS or OEM. The one other thing I did get was a phone call from a resident on Payne Road saying that he was in touch with Assemblyman Peterson's office about some state funding that's available for pedestrian walkways.
Okay.
Now, and he thinks that, especially with the Abad there now, that might be a good idea to maybe have pedestrian walkways. Mm-hmm. But Assemblyman Peterson's office, specifically Kevin, said he'd be more than happy to work with us on that, but it has to be initiated by us.
The municipality.
Yes.
And I also have been talking to folks about pedestrian walkability on Beaver Ave. I've been doing that for a long time. And there are a lot of programs now, so I have to make a call with, exchange emails with Bill Hunter and be attending their event coming up. So, but yeah, for sure.
Yep. And the other thing was he asked for a speed sign similar to the one that is on Lilac Drive that mounts to like a pole in the solar and whatnot.
They're very popular.
Just seeing an increase in speed in the morning of people going east on Bain Road trying to get to the light. They'll beat the light. So.
All right, I'll make a note. And we do plan to get a couple more of those next year. We'll have to see what the budget allows. We got two this year. Unfortunately, I think the two that we had in Beaver, well, in Annandale, had exceeded their useful life. So I think they're being swapped out now, too. So we're a little bit behind game. But.
Can you phone me to remind you about that later?
That I'll talk about tomorrow with Bill. Yeah. Yep.
That's all I have, sir.
Very good. Thank you much. From my side and personnel side, we'll start with, I think you can see we've been very active. We've got a number of part-time employees hired for seasonal, I should say, employees going to be hired for public works. That should help us through leaf season. That should help just generally. We have a new full-time employee on the docket for this evening as well, I believe, for DPW, who has his CDL, so that would be a nice addition, young eager gentleman, whom I actually had the pleasure to run into the other day. And then, most pressingly, we've got on for this evening the promotion of our deputy court administrator to our court administrator, that position having been vacated end of June or so. And that's very key, so I'm happy to make the announcement tonight that we're recommending that Kim Marino be promoted from deputy to court administrator, and then we will next week post deputy position once this is official. What else? We're looking at some other positions. We've got one PD hire, police department hire this evening, and we're definitely moving and looking at everything, and it's been an active summer from that respect. We're also have on the agenda a vehicle auction, and for everyone's benefit, we are looking into a grant writer, which I think will help all of our departments, from fire to police to rec, public works, the whole bit. Details will be forthcoming, but I would think by our next meeting I'll have some more information to present on that. I've had some preliminary conversations with one of the firms, and they've got a really nice system where they send you a weekly email. You can look at their analysis of each grant that they find. It includes what previous entities have gotten those grants, that type of grant before, so you can kind of judge before you jump into the pool and spend some additional money on having them write something, whether it's worthwhile. So I think really, really, really good stuff. Leaf season's coming up. Check the newsletter. Similar process to last year. We do have 3 machines, as we did last year. This year they should all be up and running ahead of time, so we should be in good stead there. And that extra labor will help. Mobis Place, we're finalizing, I hope, the plan to close Mobis. And then when we're done with that, we'll have an ordinance, I would think, here to effectuate that. And it doesn't seem like DOT really minds this so much. So it'll be a localized decision. Mill and Pave, the 2 roads that we had identified for this year, which would be half of Allerton that hadn't been paved and a portion of Petticoat, those are on the docket for early to mid-October currently, and we're trying to keep the contractor honest on that. And then before I go to rec, I received a couple emails, and I think everyone else on council did as well, from the Stigma-Free Initiative. They have their Harvesting Hope Festival on October 1st. I will do my best to attend. They've asked if we'd like to bring a scarecrow. I don't know that I have it in me to pull together a scarecrow, and I don't know if anybody knows of anyone who could. But noodle it around and see if you think we can find somebody who'd be able to do it. If not, I'll let them know that I'm happy to attend, but I don't know that we'll have a scarecrow.
Anyone on recreation?
Yeah, you know, maybe I could throw it to rec, too. I'll make a note to do that. I'll ask Tom if he's got something. He may even have a scarecrow.
He has some in the old municipal building.
So?
Last time I was in there, it was coffins and all sorts of stuff.
I'll ask. I will ask. That's a great thought. I will make a note of that. And speaking of which, the Recreation Committee met last night. First and foremost, the Halloween trunk retreat will be October 29th, 2 to 5 at Bunt Park. I don't want to say drizzle or shine. If it rains heavily, it will more likely than not get canceled. We are moving ahead with the improvements to the Bunk Park playground, so Tom has that in with finance, so we should see something on that in the next meeting. Pickleball has been a topic of discussion, and they're looking to see how they can improve the experience there, particularly during the mornings. In the hours 7 to 9, apparently there's a Flemington group of players that in mass come and kind of take up the courts.
So yeah, the 4 times I was there, I asked people in general who's from Flemington Township, and probably out of the 100 people I asked, 2 were. Yeah.
There are a number of avid local players.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That club in Flemington is quite active.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I will say this, the amount of times that I see teens, particularly on the basketball courts, in the last year since that's been built, far exceeds what we've been in the park.
Oh, good.
So, I mean, it's just nice to see.
And that gazebo that was put up, I'm not sure who put it up.
One of the recommended members.
But did we sanction that? It's not bolted into the ground. And when we get a windstorm, that's going
to... You'll have to... I haven't looked at its
construction. But did our...
Tom signed off on it. I don't think that type of gazebo, because I walked by it today, but I didn't go up to it. I don't think you need the bolt.
Well, it has flanges for the legs and holes, and that was easy for me to move it.
I'll ask.
So I just think a big wind might, we might just want to do the right thing.
I'll put it on the notes.
Yeah.
And last but not least, the food truck festival.
Yeah.
Will be on 11/5, so November 5th. There'll be another food truck festival at Bunt up until 6, obviously a little earlier than last because it gets darker out.
Yeah.
So.
Is there a band as well?
I believe so. I don't have all the details yet, but I believe so. And that's it for me, and I will make a note on the cover. right. Very good. We will now move on to resolution authorizing the purchase from East Coast Emergency Lighting Incorporated for an upfit of the command vehicle for the Clinton Township Fire Department from state contract number 17-fleet-00761-17-fleet-000719 and number 17-fleet-00768 for a not to exceed amount of $27,000. I think this is, and the chief is here, this is just to fit up the command vehicle that we've already agreed to acquire.
Right.
So, pretty standard stuff. Any questions, comments?
I think I like the $27 price on the agenda.
Oh, that's a European comment. That's on the. I think the resolution's correct. $27.
Yeah.
Can't
even go for breakfast.
Yeah. Did you notice I didn't read it as 27 when I read it out loud?
I'll make the motion.
I'll say it.
Roll call, please.
Yes.
Yes.
I have to read you.
Yes. Next, we have a resolution authorizing a person-to-person, place-to-place liquor license transfer for 2017 Route 31 Clinton License LLC. To MHW.OZ LLC. This is now correct me if I'm wrong, this is the Old Country Grill license. Now the Chase Bank license, because Chase Bank needs a bar.
Yeah. This is for that garden center where you can do weddings and stuff.
Correct, yeah.
No comments.
I'll make the motion.
Oh, good. I'll have a second.
Second.
Thank you.
Yes.
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 Yes. All right, now we've got a few, more than a few, personnel resolutions. The first being resolution approving the hiring of a seasonal public works employee. This one, Charles Kohlweitz III. Any questions, comments? This is just seasonal through the winter, through the fall.
Good.
May I have a motion?
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next is resolution approving the hiring of a seasonal public works employee, Alistair Blampy, and for the minutes and the record to reflect, may it reflect that I said ditto.
I'll make the motion.
And I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Yes.
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 Yes. Now we have resolution approving the hiring of a full-time public works employee, Benjamin Kirkpatrick. As I mentioned earlier, he has his CDL and very eager. Nice young man.
May I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And again, as mentioned before, we have resolution authorizing the hiring of Kim Reno as court administrator. This makes me very happy for Kim and for us. I think she's going to do a fantastic job running the court. She's done a great job filling in and certainly taking care of a lot of the issues that I've seen over the summer. So
maybe we just should say salary commensurate with experience or something about her starting wage.
How about salary? Include salary commensurate with the offer that was made to her?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Salary for this with the office.
Probably we amend
throw that in as item number one.
Yeah.
Under.
Works for me. That's right.
Any other questions, concerns?
So move. You need an administrator.
By the public position.
Yes. We had a motion from Councilman Blazer. The second from Councilman Blazer.
Sure.
Yes.
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 Yes. Now we have resolution opposing the proposed increase to the state benefits program, state health benefits program, with a little daylight dollar short, but I think we should send it anyway.
I agree. Send a message to the governor.
And it is short because we had such a large gap between meetings August and now. So, but yeah, I think we should do it. It's a painful one. It comes to fruition.
We'll definitely make a motion.
Second. Thank you. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Now we've got a resolution authorizing disposal of surplus property with gov deals through Sourcewell Co-op, contract number 021821-GDI. Periodically we assess what we've got in terms of terms of vehicles and other equipment, and we,
yeah,
as Clark said, we clean house.
Yeah.
And that's what this does.
How long does that stuff sit on, and what happens if no one buys it?
So the administrator, the acting administrator, has expressed his preference, with which I agree, that if it's not sold through GovDeals in the allotted time, it's scrapped. And furthermore, if it's not picked up in the allotted time, if it is sold, it's scrapped. So I think most of this stuff has not a very high value.
No, I read that list. I was just curious.
Yeah. It's a long list of junk.
Yeah.
Junk.
Lots of stuff. Lots of stuff.
Yeah. I have a garage sale with that, though.
You might make out more with the metal recycling.
I was going to say a scrap dealer might, but I'll make the motion. So
thanks. I'll second it.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. All right, move on to resolution authorizing the 2022-2023 Shared Services Agreement with the Clinton Township School District Board of Education for a law enforcement officer. As Council President Strauss indicated earlier, we have reached an agreement with the schools to provide an SRO. We did have that officer essentially begin at the beginning of the school year so that they were not left short while we were waiting for this resolution. And I believe the resolution allows us to finalize the specific terms of that agreement with the approval of the council and legal counsel, I should say, myself. Questions, comments?
No, great you do.
All right, may I have a motion?
So moved.
Right.
Second.
So that's Council President Strauss with the motion and Councilman Kochanowski with the second.
Yes.
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 Yes. Partly because we're losing an officer as a school resource officer. We are hiring another officer. We had hoped to hire two, but one backed out, so more to come on that. But this is a resolution authorizing the hiring of Michael Balsamo, Jr. as a police officer. Questions? Concerns?
No. This is the force factor.
Yep. May I have a motion then?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Next, I'd like to introduce an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, amending Chapter 165, Land Use Regulations of the Code of the Township of Clinton by modifying the definition of dwelling or dwelling unit set forth herein. And this is a request that was made to the governing body and the planning board to evaluate by the Board of Adjustment a few years ago, which we've finally at the Planning Board Ordinance Committee level had a chance to review it. And I think it's a fairly simple definition, and it will assist the Board of Adjustment with what they need to address when they have applications before them. It provides them with some clarity and something to refer back to. So that is the crux of it. Does anyone have any comments or questions?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you. And roll call, please.
Yes.
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 Yes. And I would like to suggest that, without objection, we set the public hearing for September 28th, I think, would be the next meeting.
Yeah. This will be next week's planning board agenda.
Oh, we do have a meeting next week, right?
Yeah, Monday, yeah. So you'll have to send this to Denise?
Is she going to... Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're definitely having a planning board meeting next week.
I think we are, yeah. I haven't had the agenda yet.
I'll make a note to send it.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, Bill, if you could just hop to Carlin and I.
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah, I'll send it to CC you too. Okay.
All right. This way I know it's done.
Yep.
So that's just the second one. That's the next one.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. And that next one is an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, modifying the stormwater management requirements for minor developments and amending Chapter 165, Land Use Regulations, of the Code of the Township of Clinton. This is an introduction of an ordinance that I would highly recommend. I received a phone call probably in May from our township engineer who expressed some... He felt that it was a little bit onerous for residents to comply with the current zoning regulations.
Right.
in minor applications. Essentially, what would happen is somebody would put in a pool and a patio and maybe a little bit of other impervious cover, and then they would be required by the code the way it is now to install stormwater management systems that tens of thousands of dollars and a little overkill in his opinion.
Yeah, I would agree.
This changes that, gives the engineer some discretion, not just in what applies, but what materials need to be used if there is some sort of stormwater system that's required. And it does not apply to major applications. It is not affected by, there's no requirement by the state as there are for major applications for stormwater management ordinances. So this we can and I think we ought to proceed with.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions, comments?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Yes.
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 And
yes. And without objection, we will also set it for the 28th. That being as it is, I will open the floor to public comment one last time. Nothing? All right. Close the public comment, and then I believe Council Kachanowski has something he'd like to request.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second the motion. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Word is there's hundreds of people there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my wife is there.
Oh, wow, that many.
Good.